Welcome to Here We Stand. I'm your host, Kevin Annett, Eagle Strong Voice. It's September 26, 2021. That's the Green Mountaineer about the first declaration of independence of the Green Mountain Boys in Vermont against the British Empire. And today, as we are summoned once again to the call of all sovereign people to establish their own jurisdiction in the face of global corporate tyranny, I'm very honored to have once again with me on the show, and she'll be on in a few minutes, Suzanne Holland with the Chilcotin Indigenous Nation on the west coast of Canada. We're going to be talking about establishing a treaty between the Sovereign Republic of Canada and her Indigenous Nation and others throughout Canada to reclaim the land in the way that the patriots in America did and are still doing. We are here every Sunday at BBS Radio, republicofcanada.ca, murderbydecree.com. I'm really actually honored as well to be part of a whole movement that's reclaiming the land. Over the last few weeks, I've been going around to the different sovereign communities based on the land that we're setting up all over Canada. I was on one of the farms, and I won't say where. One of the great things I was doing last week, I was down in the dirt planting things and harvesting potatoes. And, you know, after a couple of hours with your hands in the dirt on the ground, things clarify very quickly. It's the same process of, you know, when you're under assault, things get clarified when you're on the earth. And, it, you know, when we begin from our own place of freedom there, sovereignty is a reality. It isn't just a nice idea you read over the internet. It doesn't have any substance that way. We've got to be based on the land. Now, all over Canada and in the sovereign Indigenous territories, people are doing exactly that. They're not just declaring their independence. They're actively establishing it. So we are setting up independent communities with their own laws, keeping their own tax money in their communities, electing their own sheriffs, setting up their own schools for their children. That process has been going on for almost a year now, all over Canada, off the radar, to establish not only safety areas for people, but to take the offensive against the corporate COVID police state. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, before I bring Suzanne on, it's very important to remember that the defense of our children is tantamount to everything that we're doing. We're fighting for the next generation and the land on our sacred liberties. And this is very much a war to the death. Now, one of the things I'm going to mention later is there's a, one of our members he's an Indigenous man in Manitoba. He and his wife, Martin and Candace Ducharme, they live on the Tataskwayak Cree so-called reservation at Split Lake. This last week, they were told that their seven-year-old child, Mason, their son, Mason, will be seized and put in a home of a vaccinated family if he doesn't get a vaccination. Also, their maintenance check will be cut off. So, of course, under the Colonial Genocidal Indian Act, this can happen when you're living on reservation. You can take your child at any point. They said if Mason doesn't get the shot, they will be seizing him out of their home, putting him in with a vaccinated family. And I'm going to have more information about who is doing this a bit later in the show. It's the Oasis government puppet Indian chiefs on the in Thompson, Manitoba. I'll give you their number, who's responsible for doing this, a bit later in the show, so we can bring pressure on them in defense of Mason Moran, the son of Martin and Candace Ducharme, one of our brothers in Manitoba. We're going to get into that a bit later. But for those of you who've read our announcement, today as well, we're going to announce what happened in the election, this so-called election in Canada. And it was funny, one of my relatives works for the federal government, and she said to me, she kind of jokingly said, Kev, she said this a month ago, she said, it's going to be another Liberal minority government. It's already been arranged. Everybody in the government knows that. And sure enough, that's what happened. You know, the deck chairs on the Titanic got moved around a bit, but basically it's the same police state regime. But the good news is that in response, we set up our own alternative balloting system with the Republic of Canada. And believe it or not, 11,657 people, patriots across the Canada, voted for the Republic by email and other forms of balloting we set up. Now, it's interesting, the highest proportion of our vote to a population was in the northern regions, in the largely Indigenous areas. The next largest percentage of the population came in the west, the Pacific and the Prairie regions, with Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic following after that. But it's interesting, it's kind of following the traditional pattern in Kannada. Political dissent tends to come out of the West and out of the poor indigenous communities. And that's, again, what you're witnessing with the Republic. Now, we're going to talk today about what we do besides voting for our new sovereign republics. We're going to talk about how to actually establish it on the ground. And one aspect of that that I just want to mention as well is don't forget the genocidal churches that with these pharmaceutical companies wiped out generations of children in illegal drug testing experiments. These churches and pharma companies have been banished from our territories. There's a banishment order July 1st that 8 different indigenous communities issued against the Catholic, Anglican, and United churches. They and the Crown agents, like the RCMP, are to get off our territories now, or they'll be arrested and evicted, and their properties and assets seized, as we have the right to under international law against convicted criminal genocidal bodies like these churches and the Crown Authority. So you can see a copy of that banishment order, and you can run off the PDF if you go to murderbydecree.com. Look under ITCCS updates. You'll see the posting of June 30th, July 1st. Run off that PDF. Stick it up on all those churches. Get it out there and take action to evict these genocidal churches because they are working actively now, as we've witnessed, the way they seize children and traffic them in alliance with these big pharma corporations and these other traditional tyranny agents across Kannada. So on that note, I'm going to bring in Suzanne. Welcome, Suzanne.
Hi. A big hello to you and to all your listeners this evening.
Thanks, Suzanne. And tell us, for the people who don't know who you are, something about yourself. And let's talk about this, the order that the Chilcotin people have issued, because it's a lot similar to the law we passed banning COVID measures across Kannada last year.
Yes, the Universal Supreme Court on December 15th, 2020, had issued orders prohibiting forced vaccinations of for COVID and all forced vaccinations. So we believe these are very dangerous to society, and there is ample scientific proof that these lethal injections are actually very much lethal. For example, there are scientists who state that the animal experiments that were conducted on mice regarding all of these COVID vaccinations, within 2 months, all the mice died. And they did the same experiments on monkeys, the same result. So within the equivalent of a mouse, 2 months would be the equivalent to 2 years of a human life. So unfortunately, those people who have been tricked by these terrorist organizations that purport to be governments, they were tricked into taking lethal injections, which will have very, very negative results on society. So we highly recommend that these not be taken. We have always highly recommended that the ingredients are very, very poisonous and deadly. They contain something called a spike protein that is shed from those people who have been vaccinated to the unvaccinated, and then they endanger the lives of the unvaccinated as well. So that's why right now they want everybody to take the masks off and to spread these deadly bioweapons to the unvaccinated. So this is a very serious day and age we're living in, Kevin, and we take this threat on humanity very, very seriously. This threat is a worldwide genocidal threat to indigenous communities as well as to non-indigenous communities. And we want to get the truth out there. There's thousands of doctors worldwide who are signing petitions for stopping this crime against humanity without much success.
Do you mind if I just jump in for 1 minute about?
Go ahead.
On our common ground, which has to do with our own sovereignty, one of the things, you don't even have to look as far as the history of these pharmaceutical companies, how they developed these drugs, experimental tests that killed many children. That's been documented in the Indian hospitals across Canada. So it's not even a question of pro or anti-vaccine. It's these are murderous corporations like the churches that have caused the death of, on average, half the children in these Indian hospitals and schools never came back. Well, on average, the death rate from the so-called COVID virus is around 2 to 3% on average. And yet, you know, that's considered the grounds for basically shutting down society and creating a police state. What about 50% death rate? How come these churches aren't shut down when they cause that level of death? So that when you look at something as simple as that, you realize that there's a bigger agenda here that people, it's not at all about a medical procedure. It's about something that we both know is much more nefarious, as you've been saying.
Exactly. And unfortunately, we do now have proof and connection of the church. The Catholic Church is highly involved with as a proponent of these lethal injections. So they are very much involved with funding and supporting this genocidal crime against humanity. So again, they're just repeating history at this time, just in a broader spectrum.
Okay, now last September 8th, about a year ago now, we have over 40 common law assemblies connected to our republic passed a law. And it said that, and you can see this law at republicofcanada.ca. If you go under leaflets, you'll see a copy, but you can run off a PDF of it. But basically what it said is that all these regulations are unwarranted. They were never passed by a court of law or legislature, and they violate the internationally recognized legal right of free and informed consent under their Nuremberg Code of 1947. The fact that governments are go along with it does not make it legitimate. Therefore, the assemblies, the National Council of Common Law Assemblies, as the voice and defender of the people acting in the absence of lawful accountable government, states that no one is obligated to consent to comply with any COVID regulations, regardless of who is ordering it, and anyone's free to actively resist and disobey these measures without fear of legal consequence. And it's further ordered, anyone trying to impose those measures is engaged in a criminal conspiracy and can be arrested and charged in our common law courts. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about that aspect, about how we work together, establish a treaty between our nations, and enforce these measures through our own sheriffs or our own courts. Would you like to comment about any of that?
Yes, I do. I just, before I comment on that, I like your listeners to really grasp the fact that the Universal Supreme Court of the Seal Cochin and your common law court are de jure legitimate bona fide courts. Their courts, on the other hand, are de facto courts. And so the legitimacy of the orders that your court has issued and the Universal Supreme Court has issued are actually, they trump any orders from their de facto courts and any orders that their terrorist regimes and governments are trying to enforce are not valid. They are not the highest law of the land. The highest law of the land is Aboriginal and Indigenous law, and so Native law trumps anything that Canada or the United States or has done, and that is how we have set up, and that's how the Chilcotin National Congress has set up the Universal Supreme Court in the state of the Chilcotin, basically in compliance with international law, which we met all the requirements for statehood, all four requirements, and I'm sure the Republic of Canada has done the same. And so what has happened is that our lawful authority is greater than the government of Canada's and the government of the United States and so on and so forth. Because, and I want people to really grasp this as well, whether or not Canada has legitimate authority or not, even if we pretend that it does, and most people say that it doesn't, and I tend to agree with that. But even if we give them that much, that, okay, Canada is a lawful authority, but at the same time, Canada, the United States, and many, many other countries in this world had signed on to the United Nations. And when you go check out the United Nations Charter, what the United Nations Charter states is that that country that signed on to the United Nations has now given up their sovereignty rights to another authority. And that we're not sure that who that authority is, but of course we do know in prophecy that it is the beast and so on and so forth. So that authority, all of a sudden, that sovereignty, if it did exist, was transferred to the United Nations. So now we have the United Nations pulling the strings, and the most horrific thing is that in the United Nations Charter, it states that that the United Nations has the authority to tell one country to pit themselves against another country and to go to war with that other country. So you don't have a choice. When you're signed on to the United Nations and you think you're a sovereign country, you are not a sovereign country anymore. You are now answering to another authority who's pulling the strings all around the world.
Now, it's similar to the various nations in Europe are now under the umbrella of the European Union, whose laws nullify traditional customs and treaties and laws in the different countries. And
exactly.
You know, it's that model of international corporate control, where people are not governing themselves at all. They've lost all authority under their system, and that's why we are establishing the alternative, right?
Exactly, and I want to get to that in a minute, because you and what you're doing is the solution, and that's why we are so happy about what is happening between the agreements between our nations. But at the same time, I want people to imagine, what if someone at the United Nations decides that they want to depopulate this entire planet, and they're going to tell all these corporate governments to now attack their own citizens? What if that happened behind closed doors? We don't know what happened behind closed doors. All we know is that the results of this COVID pandemic and their genocidal solution, which is the COVID vaccines, it's a worldwide conspiracy. And someone at the top of the United Nations is controlling those strings and demanding that all these countries now not go to war with each other, but go to war with their own citizens. And I believe that's what's happening.
We're witnessing that on the ground, of course. We are all under attack directly by the state. And I mentioned earlier one of our citizens in Manitoba, Martin Ducharme, a native Cree man on the Tataskwayak Reservation, was told that his 7-year-old son is about to be seized, taken out of their home because they haven't got the shot. And, you know, like, as long as people stand under this Indian Act, right, which is now being applied to everybody in Canada. They're trying to get, or in their country, Canada. You know, they're just applying that same law to everyone, whereby a health official suddenly nullifies all rights, all inherent liberties, the right to, you know, determine the fate of your own child. You know, and I think, Suzanne, this is blowing back on them, because the more they do that, the scattergun approach of telling everybody to, you know, basically be sheep, it's creating a huge response. There were hundreds of policemen actually protesting on Queen's Park outside the Toronto, the Ontario Legislature in Toronto the other day, saying we will not get mandatory shots. These are policemen, firemen, and it's creating a huge groundswell, and I think it's one of the reasons over 11,000 people voted for the Republic when we had very rudimentary balloting system, and yet we were overwhelmed by the response.
Yes,
right.
Yes, praise the Lord. And that's the good news, is there are solutions. People like you, courts and governments like the Republic of Canada is doing, and like what we're doing here in the Chilcotin, we want to offer solutions, and we believe we are the solution. We believe that because we have never signed onto the United Nations, we are truly sovereign. And beyond that, the Native people were here first. Indigenous people were here first. This is their land, and they should have the final say. And I just have to hand it to the Native people. They are, you know, showing great wisdom and far beyond what's going on with those who are purporting to be governments out there. They're showing much greater leadership, wisdom, and courage to do the right thing. They knew not it to not sign on to the United Nations. They knew enough that would forever destroy their sovereignty rights. So I highly recommend to anybody, if you want to save your life, if you want to save your child's life, just like Kevin was saying, go to these links, download these orders. I hope that the Universal Supreme Court orders will be added to the downloads, Kevin. And thank you. And then copy those off and say, look, these orders are from the highest courts in the land. They are from true sovereign countries and states. What you guys are doing in committing these genocidal acts, these treasonous crimes of war and experiments on humanity, we reject that. We are standing with these Native orders because they are true, they're legitimate, they are the highest courts in the land, and the Supreme Court of Canada, the Supreme Court of the United States all have to comply with with the authority of the first law of the land, because this is originally a Native land. They have the final say. Everything that the Native people have done is in compliance with international law. Everything that Canada is doing, I shouldn't say everything, all the COVID genocidal experiments that Canada is doing in the United States and other countries is absolutely in violation of every international law out there. So, please.
And let's be clear. When we say Native people, we're talking traditionalists. We're talking about like the Indigenous Nation Inuit, not the Band Council government-funded puppet chiefs that were set up by the Crown to administer the genocide on their own people. There's a big distinction there, right?
Thank you for making that clarification. Thank you. So there is a solution. Yes.
Tell us about your history. I know that, you know, we mentioned about, you know, protecting our children is paramount. I know that you were involved in exposing that kind of child trafficking in the territories there on the West Coast. Do you want to talk a little bit about that for people?
Yes. I just have a real soft spot in my heart for the Native children and what has happened to them, what is still happening to them. I started working for the Chilcotin National Congress back in 2015 when they asked me to help them with creating laws and so on and so forth. So I've been working with that. I was appointed as their Chief Justice of the Universal Supreme Court in March 15th, 2015. And I was issuing orders for the return of approximately 300 kidnapped children that were illegally taken from Chilcotin Nation homes. And so that was my first order of business, was to order the children home under the protection of the Chilcotin Youth and Children's Act. So we were ready to bring them home. Canada refused. They just ignored and laughed. Prime Minister Trudeau ignored literally hundreds of letters of communication from our Grand Chief Stanley Staff Sr. And they are continuing to hold hostage our children. I'm also being held hostage in Williams Lake at this time by Canada, by Prime Minister Trudeau. He's directly involved with telling the RCMP to hold me hostage. Canada is working also with the deep state in the United States because they want to convict me for working in my position as the Chief Justice. They're saying that the Universal Supreme Court doesn't exist, that I was never appointed. I have appointment papers to prove it. They're ignoring it all. They're just laughing and making fun of the Native people like they don't have any authority. Very disrespectful.
You're still under house arrest. Is that it? Do you want to describe the details of what situation you're in?
Yes. I'm allowed out 1 hour a day with my surety. Close at hand. I have an ankle monitor on. I'm allowed to be 10 meters from a beacon in the middle of the house. And that's how I have been allowed to be allowed out of jail, because they have put me in jail several times in the past few years. They want me to stop working for the rights of the people. They're trying to not only stop me from working, they're trying to end my life. They want to extradite me to the United States to stand trial for the death penalty for trying to issue orders from the court to save my associate's life and who they were trying to destroy as well. So this is what really is going on. This is what really Canada is doing to Native people. Anybody who's even adopted into the nation like I am, they're trying to destroy because they are oppressing Native people to this day. They can gloss it over in the corrupt media all they want. That's not true. What the truth is that they're holding anybody who's trying to make a difference and trying to save lives hostage. That's what Prime Minister Trudeau is doing in collaboration with the deep state.
Now, you know, the whole thing in BC as well is the Chinese presence there is growing every day. And the Trudeau government removed all restriction on Chinese investment. He allows China to station their troops under the Foreign Investment Protection Act. I mean, the man is a direct puppet of Beijing. And another reason why people need to declare independence from this criminal regime, because, you know, you're like when you vote, you're signing away allegiance to this woman in London. I mean, de facto, it's also signing away authority to the Chinese. And tell us on the ground what you and people you know have been seeing in BC in terms of this kind of level of repression.
Well, it is plain and obvious that Canada has not removed themselves from the Chilcotin territory, from the Chilcotin state. I personally ordered the RCMP, the BC Judiciary, and the Ministry of Children and Family Development off of our territory back in 2015. I guess that's another reason why I guess they don't like me so much. But I believe that this is Native land, and when the Chilcotin National Congress wants to assert their authority on their own land and get their children back, get their tax dollars back, get their resources back, you know, I do agree that they should be in leadership, because they could do a much better job than what Canada is doing right now. I'll guarantee you that. And so, you know, Canada just illegally is stealing and has stolen all the funding, the national revenue. They still have most of our children. I'm hearing that there's army tanks and army artillery and war type equipment now being brought into Haida Gwaii by Canada, by Prime Minister Trudeau and his cohorts. So they're up to something. They're up to no good, obviously. And it's high time that people need to stop attorning to the jurisdiction of these oppressive regimes who are trying to murder them.
Now, of course, in your territory as well, there was that big, back in May, the announcement of this mass grave of children at the Kamloops, former Kamloops Catholic yes. Indian School. Now, of course, we back in 2010, I issued a list of 22 such mass grave sites, which were, of course, totally ignored by the media and everybody. But apparently what's happened is that Tecumloth Band Council members, in fact, leaked the news of that mass grave to the media because the Mounties were in the process of destroying that site, the grave site, like they do to so many, and they were caught doing it. And so the government then stepped in to make it look like they thought, oh, here's a great opportunity to brainwash people a bit more. So all over the country now you see this figure, 215. 215 children died, not 60,000. And, you know, so this is another example of the extended cover-up, which is part of the crime itself. And so let's talk a little bit about that, if you know, your thoughts about that and how the genocide in the past is very much influencing what's going on now.
Yes, we even though I do not present myself as a judicial official right now because Canada is in essence holding a gun to my head, so I cannot do that. I'm appearing as Chilcotin ambassador today, but it as far as the Universal Supreme Court is concerned, as far as I believe your courts are concerned, banishment of these genocidal entities, and I even hate to even call them the misnomer of churches, because really what they're doing is they're cloaking themselves with you know, a front of being a church. They're not a church. These people are these organizations use that as a front to try and control and oppress and murder whoever they will with impunity. And so it is time that, just like our courts are agreeing to, our courts are agreeing to issue banishments of the Catholic Church because of the crimes against humanity that it has perpetrated upon the Native people. It's just mind-boggling what it has done to the Native populations.
And the Anglicans and United, let's not forget, they also ran residential schools.
Correct. And so all of these genocidal entities need to be removed from our territories and off of our land, because not only that, we need to hold these people who have perpetrated these crimes to justice. They have to be brought to justice and to be dealt with according to the laws. And so we are trying to make a difference in the Chilcotin. Chilcotin Minister of Justice Fanny Stump is now acting as the Chief Justice in my position. We are so happy to be forming alliances and agreements with the Republic of Canada and other Native nations. We have formed alliances with the First Law of the Land tribunals. And so now, you know, we can, with one voice and greater strength, move forward against these criminals and bring them to justice, and finally just stop them from committing these horrific acts against innocent civilians, which they are now doing and thinking. Just absolutely mind-boggling how they think they could commit the perfect crime that nobody's going to hold them accountable. It's just absolutely insane what is going on.
I'll give you an example too, Suzanne. I just got an invitation from a student free speech group at the University of British Columbia, and they want me to come on October 15th and be part of a panel to talk about residential schools. Two of the other people on the panel so far are academics at UBC who are denying that there are any mass graves. And, I mean, this Holocaust denial is so enormous. You know, they can't even remember the stuff the media, corporate media put out a few years ago acknowledging a 50% death rate in many mass graves. Suddenly that's down the memory hole. And they're claiming now they never existed. So, you know, we're going to be going there, including with survivors themselves, eyewitnesses, including former RCMP officers who describe helping destroy evidence back in the 1990s that implicated the government and the churches. They were ordered by the feds to go out and wipe out any document which indicated killings or experimental programs, genocide, anything. He's going to be at that. So we have to take back, you know, the universities and these forums, because they're totally being run now by these Holocaust denying, you know, people, so they can continue the crime, right?
Yes, I agree. I think that our countries have been taken over by, I go back to what the Bible calls the man of sin, and this man of sin is equivalent to what the Bible also calls the beast or the little horn. It was prophesied that this worldwide controlling entity will be responsible for murdering the people of this world, and they are professional liars. They conduct all kinds of psyops. The latest I'm hearing is that black ops are aerosoling people who are trying to get the truth out there about the dangers of these COVID vaccines and so on and so forth. So they're aerosoling them with various illnesses, and that they have ready many illnesses that they want to spread into the population. People need to protect themselves with the knowledge of natural methods of healing. That's something that we could also include, Kevin, on your site as well. People could then go back to nature that can now is scientifically proven to help save lives, such as a pine needle tea and dandelion now can inhibit the spike protein on the ACE2 receptor. So it's very important for, and it's, you know, so prolific. And God put it here for us to use for such a time as this, I believe, because, and we need to get the information out there, how to use these products so they're effective, they can save lives. And we want to stop these genocidal maniacs from killing one more person. And so, you know, they will stop at nothing. I strongly suggest people turn off their television, because they're being brainwashed by these psychopaths, and just listen to shows like yours who are speaking the truth, and just stick with those sovereign countries like the Republic of Canada and the state of the Chilcotin and other sovereign nations who are here to help you to survive this almost World War III, it feels like.
Thank you, Suzanne. I'm going to leave a bit of time at the end for some more announcements and things I have. So I want to thank you for coming on again today. We're going to have you back on to talk more about the details of the treaties and the agreements being signed between our two nations. Is there any final websites or things you want to announce?
Yes, I would like to invite all your listeners to maybe go onto your site. I'd like to see if maybe the links that I had just recently sent you, I don't know if you had gotten a chance to look at those, but there's links to support us with funding. There's links to support for information with respect to the courts, and there's links there to help people to survive this atrocity that's happening today, and I would invite people to maybe just go onto your site and connect with us during that time.
We're going
to
have that up soon. The fact that you've got a Facebook site blocks it. We're blocked on Facebook, on Twitter, and a lot of the social media. So we have to create our own, but we will get all that in onto our site this week.
Yes, and also, I need to let people know too, they can email us at Chilcotin National Congress 4 or the digit 4 at gmail.com if they want to adjourn their matters to the Universal Supreme Court for adjudication. That's just an easy way for people to adjourn their matters.
Okay. And Chilcotin is Chilcotin for people listening.
Correct.
That's
yes,
at least the English form of it. Yeah.
And maybe you could post that email as well for everybody to have a copy of. Certainly, our heart goes out to the Ducharme family. I hope that they adjourn their matter quickly to your courts or to now our court, because we're going to be speaking as one major court together.
Right.
And I hope that they will find relief very, very quickly.
Thank you, Suzanne, again for being on. This is your program as well. We're working together in a big united front that's going to involve more and more people.
Yes.
And thank you for being with us. We'll talk very soon.
Thank you too, Kevin. God bless you all.
And you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
For now. Suzanne Holland from Central, what's called British Columbia, Chilcotin Territory, traditional Indigenous territory. She's been under house arrest for over a year. Ankle bracelet, the whole bit, here in lovely Canada, folks. And Martin and Candace Ducharme are citizens in Tataskwayak Cree Reservation, Split Lake, Manitoba, near Thompson, Manitoba. Their son, Mason Morin, age 7, is faced with abduction by the state through its puppet Awassis Cree Agency in Thompson. A woman called Vanessa Duke, who works for Russ Beardy, who's the executive director of Awassa, has told them in writing that they will not get their maintenance check and the child will be seized very soon unless they all get vaccinated. And he's going to be put in a home with strangers. Now, of course, we know what that means. In the native world, often children are trafficked into foster care homes where the chance of them being abused increases by 16-fold. And it's a whole racket, human trafficking racket. And this is what operates under the camouflage of a so-called public health emergency. The parasites and child killers move in and take full advantage of that situation. Here's another example of it. So if you want to help the Ducharme family, phone Russ Beardy. He's the executive director of the Oasis Agency in Thompson, Manitoba. Toll free, 1-800-667-4734. That's 1-800-667-4734. Ask Russ Beardy or Vanessa Duke why they are terrorizing the Ducharme family and who is ordering them to do it. We're going to have more on that. And as Suzanne said, we are actually convening common law courts in that area to press charges, to train our own sheriffs, to go in and stop these abductions of our children and the murder, ongoing genocide. You know, people say, what does genocide look like today? That's what it looks like, folks. Little Mason may disappear and you may never see him again. Legal murder under the Indian Act, which now extends to everyone who continues to operate under the jurisdiction, this false, criminally convicted jurisdiction called the Crown of England. And murderbydecree.com gives the whole background there. Republic of Kanata, K-A-N-A-T-A, republicofkanata.ca gives you the tools, all of our books, all of the means to connect with our republic, take out citizenship, get trained as a common law sheriff, a republic official. One of the things we're doing, I mentioned earlier in the show, we are setting up land-based communities where people can get down on the earth and grow their own food. There was something quite amazing the other day when I went out there, picked potatoes, picked some eggs out of the chicken barn, cooked up my own dinner, and I realized I'm feeding myself right from Mother Earth. Not working through the system at all, the very empowering feeling that gives people, that's what we need to foster in the next generation. But you can't do it in the cities. We're building from the outside in. We're establishing these rural communities as liberated zones to give people the confidence to build up our republic at the grassroots and then eventually on a regional and national level under their new sovereign republic jurisdiction. Now, don't forget, as Suzanne said, we stand on lawful land law jurisdiction, not this arbitrary, corporatized rule by decree, which Canada's always been infamous for. It defeated our attempted republic revolution in 1837. And since then, operating rule by decree, de facto, not de jure, not lawful bodies. Every member of parliament in Canada has not only said we're going to get the shot, they've also taken a personal oath of allegiance to Queen Elizabeth and her descendants, not to you, not to the Constitution. That's reason enough there to turn your back on the Canadian government, as you have to do under international law, because once a regime admits to genocide, as Justin Trudeau did on June 4th, 2019, then at that point, the government loses authority. And that's the reason that the Republic now stands as the only lawful authority in Canada. We're calling on the police and anyone listening to this in authority to disavow your oath of allegiance to the Queen Elizabeth and her descendants, to take it instead to a republic, the Republic of Canada, and to its lawful constitution, which was adopted in the first 4 days of July in Vancouver at our constitutional convention. You can read it all online, republicofcanada.ca. We're calling the police and all authorities to stand down from their present oath and to take it to the Republic, to come over, join the Republic, and start working for the people. That's our strategy. We're not fighting the system. We're winning over the people within it to our new lawful jurisdiction. Now, you need to do background reading for this, so follow this show. You can listen to all our previous shows here. They're archived for the last 6 years, all of our programs, at bbsradio.com/herewestand. Formerly Radio Free Canada, and it's been suggested maybe we should rename ourselves that again, but we're still talking about it. We have, you know, it's been a real boost for us to get 11,673 votes of people across Canada. We expected, frankly, maybe one-fifth that number, and it was like the time I was in London, England, when Pope Benedict came, Joe Ratzinger came to London, and there was a protest, the Pope March. We expected 500 people. We had 20,000. The London cops couldn't do anything. We had all of downtown London blocked, and he had to cancel his visit. He was too afraid to show up in London that day. Shows of the power of the people. The same thing is happening now across our territories of Canada. And on the final note, the fact that we are now forming solid alliances with Indigenous, traditional Indigenous nations, not the natives you see on television, not the puppet band council chiefs who are helping to destroy the mass graves of their own relatives who are murdered by these genocidal churches, but the Indigenous traditional elders who have the authority under international law to reclaim these territories. And as a republic, we have already received indications from three different nations of their willingness to diplomatically recognize a republic, sovereign republic in Canada. There's talks underway about that, and there's going to be more on that in the future. So in other words, folks, get on board now. This movement is building, but it depends entirely on you. I know you've been trained to be passive and to hand your authority over to somebody else, even unconsciously. The first question we get from people in assemblies is, are we allowed to do this? Can I really do this? We have forgotten about how to believe in ourselves. You have to believe in yourself and your own innate sovereignty and power to take this step. But it's a matter of life and death. If you don't take this step, we don't have a future. You see what's happening to our children, to little Mason Morin, age 7, on the Tataskwayak Cree Reservation. Write to us, republicofcanada@gmail.com. I'm going to give you a few emails because they're continually sabotaged. Republic National Council at protonmail.com. You can write to me, angelfire101@protonmail.com. A. Kevin Annett, Eagle Strong Voice, given to me that name by my adopted father, Louis Daniels, Whispers Wind, a traditional Anishinaabek Ojibwe elder in Winnipeg, when he adopted me into the Crane clan, gave me that name and said, we're working side by side, you with your people, me with mine, but we are reclaiming this nation as it was meant to be originally, where the land is shared equally by all people and not have 99% of the wealth sucked out of the country into the hands of offshore accounts, and in this case now increasingly the Chinese. That is our perspective. We hope you join up. And especially read murderbydecree.com. That's the hard evidence of why you need to disaffiliate from allegiance to the system, because it murdered children in the past to develop these COVID drugs in their illegal genocidal medical experiments. All of that's documented at murderbydecree.com. If they murder generations of little Native children, why in God's name would you trust the same Health Canada and Pfizer and all these drug companies to shove a needle in your arm when they've been proven to be murderous agencies? That's the simple question you have to face. And if you don't face it, it's your life that's on the line. So until next week, stay clear, stay strong, and realize you have to believe in yourself and take this action. We're going to end on a really important song. It was called The Battle Cry of Freedom, and it came out right at the beginning of the American Civil War. We are in a state of civil war, and we recognize that, as the song says, our ranks may be filled with the poor, but not one of us is a slave. And that is our reality that we are establishing. It isn't about talk. It's about unity in action now, folks. MurderByDecree.com, RepublicofKanata.ca, AngelFire101 at ProtonMail.com. This is Kevin Annett, Eagle Strong Voice. Stay strong, stay clear. We'll be back next week. Carry it on.